you can find other erotic feminization titles just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Hello, my little rubber slut. We both know why you're here. Just hearing the word rubber excites you. The material seduces you. The soft, pliable, stretchy rubber arouses your sex, teases your mind. It calls to you. It seems alive somehow, like a second skin. And yet, when you see a beautiful woman dressed in smooth, shiny, form-fitting rubber, she seems to change from a real person to an object, a sex toy, a rubber doll. And how you want to be just like her. You find yourself standing outside my shop, Dominica's Rubber Fashion Boutique. You come here every day to stare into my front window. You crave to see what delicious goodies I have on display. Rubber panties and long, tight, rubber stockings, corsets, rubber gloves, and gas masks. There is a mannequin wearing a blue and white nurse's uniform, all of slick, shiny rubber. One hand holds a wicked long-looking injection syringe, and the other holds a collection of long rubber tubing. You gaze for a few moments, licking your lips, and then you see the curtain behind the display window open. And there I stand, Mistress Dominica, in a halter top of shiny black rubber. The low neckline shows off my ample breasts, so soft and smooth above the edge of tight latex. You see me looking at you. 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 My beautiful green eyes and wicked grin capture your attention. With my left hand, I hold up a small can with a paintbrush in it, about an inch wide. And with my right hand, I beckon you to come closer to the window and watch. Your eyes track my every move closely as I set the can down and pick up the brush with my left hand. I hold it up so you can see. It is coated with a layer of shiny, thick, black liquid latex. And as you watch, I stretch out the fingers of my right hand and slowly paint a long stroke of black rubber over my little finger, down my palm to my wrist. Your nipples grow hard, and unconsciously you begin panting. I stare into your eyes, smiling, as I slowly dip the brush again into the can and bring it out, covered with a coating of liquid latex. This time I paint from the tip of my ring finger down over my palm, down to my wrist. You swallow, unable to speak, and you continue to watch as I dip the brush again into the can. I lift it high and pause, teasing you for a moment, looking at you. Then I paint a long stroke down my middle finger, down my palm. The rubber looks so shiny and wet. Another stroke down my index finger, covering my palm, down to my wrist. You're beginning to feel dizzy and sleepy. You don't remember lifting both your hands, pressing them against the window to steady yourself. Your breath begins to fog up the glass, making it hard to see, and you wipe it with your fingers just in time to see me paint my thumb in the back of my hand, covering my right hand in a thick layer of skin, tight black latex, a black rubber glove that fits only my hand, Ms. Dominica's hand. I set the brush down in the can and lift my rubber-covered hand up in front of my eyes. You gaze deeply into my green eyes as I wave my rubber-covered fingers back and forth across my face. Back and forth. Back and forth. They make my eyes seem to flicker and strobe. The rubber catches the light and the reflections flash into your eyes. You see me pick up the can again with my left hand. I hold it up next to my cheek. And with my rubber-covered right hand, I crook my finger and beckon you. Come into the store. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Come. To Dominica. I close the curtains, disappearing from view. You turn and walk to the door of my shop, feeling confused and excited, perhaps a little scared. You open it, and a little bell rings overhead. Walk through the door now. You know you want to. You can hear your own heartbeat pulsing in your ears. The thud, the thud, the thud, the thud, the thud, the thud. You know how much you need this. Walk into Dominica's rubber lair now. Once inside, you realize that you are surrounded by the smell of rubber. Breathe it in. That wonderful chemical scent. So thick, delicious. So fucking overwhelming. It seems to reach into the back of your head and down between your legs at the same time. Take a long, deep breath and let it out slowly. Smell the rubber. Again, take another deep breath in and out. That's right. Calm yourself. Take it easy. Slowly breathing, slowly and regularly. The shop is well lighted, but it seems dim somehow. Maybe it's all those dark colors, black, dark blue, deep, dark, crimson reds. There are rows and rows of rubber clothing hanging on racks, piled up on shelves, displayed on the walls, coats and capes of rubber, corsets, dresses and skirts, gloves and masks, hoods and helmets. You begin to wonder where I am, when suddenly I step from behind a rack of maid's uniforms and stand before you. A blonde vision in a full-body suit of tight black rubber and black leather boots. I can tell from the way you look at me, you want more than just a gaze at the beautiful woman covered with rubber. The way your eyes linger on my breasts, the curve of my hips. You try not to stare at my pussy, but you see the tight rubber outline the shape of my sex, pressing in between the slick lips. You wish so deeply you were looking into a mirror. Caught, embarrassed, you look into my eyes, not sure what to say. I reach out gently with my left hand, the one still bare, and stroke my fingers up and down your cheek. Then I lift my gloved right hand up to your mouth and slowly caress your lips back and forth, letting the scent of the freshly painted latex rise up into your nostrils. You find yourself drifting, becoming dizzy, craving my caresses, craving the touch and the smell of the rubber, gazing up quietly and helplessly into my swirling green eyes. Your mind is growing so quiet now. All those pesky thoughts fading away into the smell of the rubber. The shiny, shiny rubber. And Dominica's swirling green eyes deeper and deeper. Letting all those thoughts go. Let Dominica guide your thoughts, your rubber doll thoughts. Deeper with the smell of my rubber. Deeper with my soft rubber breasts. Deeper with my tight rubber pussy. Oh, my pretty one. I'm so glad you're here because Dominica has something special to show you. Follow me to the back of the shop now. Look into my eyes. Will you follow Dominica? Nod your head yes. That's right. That's a good girl. I let go of your slack, hypnotized face. You watch as I turn and begin walking away down the aisle between the shelves of rubber gloves and thick rubber strap-on dildos. Everything seems to be taking place in slow motion, as if it were underwater, as if in a dream. You watch the backs of my leather boots and the light reflects off the calves, flashing into your eyes. Each flash seems to echo the word follow in your mind. Flash, follow. Flash, follow. Flash, follow. You find yourself walking behind me, surrounded by rubber and my boots flashing into your mind. You feel so dizzy, so tired and aroused, so very sleepy and tired. The tingling and the pressure in your sex becomes even more intense as you follow, watching my flashing boots. It seems such a long way to the back of the shop. So far, flash, 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 follow. So tired, so sleepy, your sex so drippy and achy and sleepy and hard. Why, I do think you need to sit down. Look at the nice big chair I have for you. So comfortable and soft. More like a medical examination table than a chair. Tilted up at a 45-degree angle. That's okay because it is covered with your favorite material. Soft, smooth, shiny, slippery, black rubber. You are so tired. You drop in slow motion into the chair and let your body just sink into the soft rubber surface. So nice and relaxing, cradling you as you sink deeper and deeper down. Look up now. You can see me standing before you with a can and a brush like before. Yes, this is a can of liquid latex, but this is a different can, and its contents are very, very special. Let me show you. I want you to take off your top. Can you do that? Nod your head yes. Of course you can. You want to do everything Dominica tells you. Because it just feels so good when you obey. You like to obey. You like to, because it just feels so good when you obey. You like to obey. You like to hear me tell you to obey. Your sex begins to pulse and drip when you hear me tell you to obey. 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 So good to obey, Dominica. The rubber tells you to obey. The word rubber sounds so much like obey. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. Yes. Every time you hear me say, you must obey, you reply with, I must obey, Dominica. You must obey. You must obey. Rubber makes you need to obey, Dominica. Rubber makes you want to obey, Dominica. Rubber and obey. They go together in your mind as one thought, one idea. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Always together. Rubber, obey. And obey always means you must obey. That's right. You must obey, Dominica. I'm going to turn you into my rubber doll, yes. Rubber doll is a very strong word for you now. From now on, whenever I say or type rubber doll, you will find yourself being turned into my rubber doll, my feminized, latex-covered sex toy. This will only happen when I say or type the words, rubber doll. It only happens for me. It only happens for Miss Dominica. If anybody else says or types the words, you will simply ignore them. You must obey. Oh yeah, you must obey. Dominica, my rubber doll. Now your top is off. You are completely naked from the waist up. Now watch as I dip the paintbrush into the can and lift it high. Like before, it is covered with a thick coating of black liquid latex. But this is a very special liquid rubber. Oh yeah. Watch now as I paint your left nipple. I make a big circle of liquid latex around your nipple like a huge areola. You feel each stroke in the brush on your skin. As I circle around and around and around and around and around, the latex seems to be scented like a combination of vanilla and rubber cement. You breathe so slowly, trying to control your excitement as my brush caresses your breast around and around and around and around and around. And then I daub the thick liquid rubber over your nipple, completely covering it. Watch, my rubber doll, as your nipple swells, it grows larger and thick. Then it crinkles and becomes hard. Such a pretty feminine nipple. Would you like me to paint your right nipple? Nod your head yes. I knew that would be your answer. I dip the brush into the can again and pull it out, covered with thick liquid rubber. I paint a big circle around your right nipple, and then in the center, covering the nipple completely with the thick black rubber. Your right nipple swells and becomes larger. Then it crinkles and becomes so hard. Your nipples are both so very, very hard. They ache to be touched and stroked. They ache to be sucked. But of course, covered with rubber, they are insulated, separated from direct contact, teased, tantalized, sensitized and trapped inside a layer of thick black rubber. I can hear you moaning and whimpering with desire and frustration and need. I like that sound. I like hearing you beg and plead and moan. And you want me to cover both your breasts, don't you? My little rubber doll, your brain is in such a deep state of hypnosis, you cannot even nod your head yes until I tell you to do so. Nod your head yes, my little rubber slut, that's right. No thoughts in your head, but the ones Dominica puts there. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. My rubber doll. I dip the brush in the can again and cover both of your breasts with a coating of the black liquid latex. As it dries, you can feel both breasts growing larger and larger. A C cup, very nice. I wonder what would happen if I painted them with a thicker coating. I dip into the can again and cover both breasts with a thicker layer. Feel your breasts swell and grow again, like balloons being inflated. So full, so very heavy. Oh, a D cup. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting somewhere. My little rubber doll has such a nice set of titties. I think I'll coat them one more time. I dip the brush into the liquid latex again. Your breasts are so thickly coated already. You can hardly feel the brush strokes. Your skin is trapped inside, super sensitive, but unable to feel anything but the rubber. But you can feel your breasts grow even larger. They grow even larger. A full set of double D titties. Oh my. And they're growing bigger and bigger, my little rubber bimbo. All the way up to an F. That's it. F titty, so big, so fucking heavy. All the way up to a G. I think we'll stop there. Would you like me to paint your crotch now? Your mind washes out instantly with desire and need and the absolute ache to be feminized, and yet you cannot move. Your rubber brain is so empty without instruction from me. You simply cannot do anything. You remain frozen in position, helpless, immobilized. So now I command you, take off your pants, my rubber doll. Remove your shoes. Your stockings, your pants, your underwear, everything that gets in the way of me coating the rest of your body with this liquid latex. You must obey now. Yes, even now, your mind fills with I must obey, Dominica. And in a matter of moments, the rest of your clothes are off. Dumped in a little pile on the floor at the side of the chair. Spread your legs now, my rubber doll. Not wide. That's for later, baby. Just a relaxed, narrow, inverted V open to me. Exposing your sex. I dip my brush into the can, pulling it out with a thick coating of rubber, and I begin stroking it on your sex between your legs, up and down, up and down. You feel every brush stroke teasing your sex, making you drip more and more. You wish it were my fingers stroking your aching sex. You want to come, don't you? Oh, but you want the rubber. You want what this rubber can do to you. Yes, you can think of nothing else but rubber. Obey, rubber. Obey, rubber. Obey, my little rubber doll. Obey, doll, rubber. Obey, doll, up, down, coating your sex. Feel it tighten. Feel your sex changing, rearranging, push and pull. You know what it looks like. You know that your tight little pussy looks just like mine. Coated with a thick layer of rubber. So smooth, so shiny. Every curve of your labia outlined by the smooth, black, thick, shiny, my rubber doll. I think I'll just paint some panties on you. Stand up, my rubber doll. That's right. You do everything Dominica tells you to. Now, stand there with your arms slightly raised and feel the brush strokes as I paint the liquid latex over your left ass. Then over your right ass, I paint the brush deeply between your ass cheeks, coating you everywhere with rubber. You feel your hips swell and your bottom grows wider, more feminine. Wiggle that ass, my rubber doll. Oh, yes. You are so much my girl. How about a rubber corset? Feel the brush strokes over your chest and tummy as I coat them with the liquid latex. I paint around to the back, coating your lower back with the black liquid rubber, making your gigantic G-cups look even bigger. Rubber panties and a rubber bodice. Maybe I'll turn that bodice into a halter top. I paint a stroke over each shoulder, joining the rubber on your breast to the rubber curving around your back. So pretty. Or maybe I'll just paint over your tummy and back, connecting the halter to your panties. Feel the strokes of my brush over your skin. Oh, if only my brush would keep going lower towards your dripping little sex, sealed inside the tight rubber. There. Now you look like you're wearing a one-piece rubber swimsuit. It feels so tight around your waist, pulling you in, reshaping you, making you look so girlish. So fucking feminine. Oh, my can of liquid latex is almost empty now. Let me open another one. I think I'd like to coat your legs, brush stroke after brush stroke, down your thighs, down past your knees, down to your ankles, underneath your skin softens. Your legs take on such a smooth, feminine shape. Your pussy aches so much. Now for me to touch it, sealed away in its rubber prison, dripping inside. I think I'll coat your shoulders and your arms. Oh, yes, in your hands, just like mine. Feel me painting each finger one by one with the liquid latex. Breath so fucking big inside the rubber. Pissy dripping, aching to be played with, aching to be fucked, aching so much to be fucked. You need a hood. You need a hood covering your face, my darling, and little ballet boots to hold you up on your tippy toes with long stiletto heels on the back, a large black ball gag in your mouth. You will have to breathe through your nose, my rubber doll, slowly, slowly, so very slowly and deeply. I bring all those things from my shop, the boots, the hood, the gag. You are my rubber sex toy, completely covered with rubber. Obey rubber, obey rubber, obey rubber, Dominica's rubber doll. Now feel me press my long, sharp red fingernail between your pussy lips, pressing against the rubber harder and harder, my fingernail splitting the rubber, opening the rubber that covers your pussy. Feel me slide one finger deep inside your pussy, playing with you, pushing deep inside, hooking upward and rubbing that G-spot. Your hips begin to buck, pushing back against my hand. You can't resist. You can only obey, rubber, obey, rubber, obey, my rubber doll. Feel my finger fuck you in and out, so fucking good. So good to feel my fingers fucking your pussy. I scrape your clit with the edge of my fingernail, slowly, slowly, oh, so slowly, and it feels so fucking good. You want to come, you ache so much to come. Fuck my finger, little rubber doll. Fuck my finger. You must obey, slut. You must obey. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. You're going to need to listen to this MP3 again and again and again. Deepening your need for my control, your need to be my rubber doll. You will dream about this. You will fantasize about this. You will ache for my finger deep inside your cunt while you are completely encased in rubber. Helpless, immobilized, mindless, rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Rubber, obey. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. Obey, Dominica. People walking past my shop have a new display to look at in the window. The mannequin is so beautiful. Her face is concealed in a tight, shiny, black rubber hood. A sheath of black latex covers her entire body, accentuating all but her smooth curves, her large breasts and hard nipples. She balances delicately on the toes of black ballet boots with high stiletto heels. Their eyes trail up her slim, rubber-covered legs that seem to be so long. They go up and up and up until they disappear into the pink rubber miniskirt, the only color on her black-covered form. The skirt just barely conceals her crotch, and they find themselves wondering what else might be underneath. If they look closely, they will notice that she is breathing. She's not a mannequin at all, breathing so very, very slowly, frozen into position, obedient, mindless. Still, a rubber doll, Dominica's rubber doll, rubber doll, rubber doll, rubber doll, rubber doll, rubber doll, rubber doll.